that the teacher don't know I mean she look.
Good morning, Sunshine Country, here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. We are going to have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Liz Timmerman, the PK-8 West Campus Principal. Did I get close, Ms. Timmerman?
Oh, you are right on. Yeah. Absolutely. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Beautiful sunrise. It's a little chilly out there for, you know, almost May, but that's okay.
We'll deal with it.
Yeah, we don't get spring fever too much if the temperatures are in the 60s, I suppose. So that's okay. You can
wait till everyone focused, right?
That's right. Keep it until the last of May.
Business at hand, and let's take care of it.
That's right.
Got your walk in this morning.
I did not.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm going to wait till this afternoon so I can go, you know, when it's light outside. It is kind of nice to see things around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're getting toward the end of the school year here.
Yes.
There's still a lot of things going on. I think this time of year gets really busy.
It gets crazy busy.
Because you have so many sports and then you have all the activities and concerts and...
Yes.
Where are you at with testing and all that sort of stuff?
We are finished with our IO assessment testing as of last week. I think every building we have all of our makeups and things like that finished.
Is that a great relief?
Oh, it's a great relief. and for kids too, you know, because we talk about it from day one, what that testing will be like and for them to just, you know, be motivated to do their very best.
Yes.
When we don't exactly see the results and the outcomes, you know, they see their grades on a day-to-day basis, but what are these tests for? So we really have to get them to buy into it. But we do have some other testing, just our curriculum district testing going on this week and next week. But we'll kind of wrap that up in the next couple weeks.
What is that? Is that like fast testing?
Fast testing, yep. Yes. iReady testing, IXL, anything that kind of matches up to our curriculum so we can see the growth from the winter to the spring here. So we do it three times a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Very cool. And that's kind of ongoing.
Yes.
All right. So,
wait a minute. We didn't mention field trips.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, we kind of stick those in April and May as well. So we've got kids and teachers coming and going everywhere, but it's a fun time of year to be able to do that.
Okay. Where are you going field trip wise? Do you know some of those off the top of your
head? Oh, yeah. So actually, our kindergarten and first graders came over to Red Oak last Friday.
Okay.
They went to some businesses and then they did the afternoon and spent the afternoon at the Red Oak Y.
Oh.
They had a fantastic time. I was talking to the teachers yesterday. So
good.
Kudos to Red Oak for hosting us.
You bet.
And obviously, that's in their curriculum, you know, go around and see local businesses and things like that. So it was a great day. And then our second, third graders are heading to the zoo next Thursday. So, yes.
So that's a popular one.
That's always a popular one.
You know, the zoo's really awesome, but it's a good time. Who chaperones? How do you, like, draw straws for that?
Thankfully, they've got some set of parents that are willing to go because you take those littles outside, you know, and, okay, we make sure we bring them all home with us. don't leave
point.
Them there. Important.
Yeah.
But no, it really is. It's a time for our kids to, you know, see what other things are like rather than the inside of our walls.
Yeah.
So I love field trip kind of season. I hate to say that, but getting our kids out and about is a wonderful thing.
You know what it takes to go to field trips a lot of times? Bus drivers.
Yes, it does. So let's talk about that.
Yeah,
it is school bus driver appreciation appreciation day. They deserve a whole year of appreciation. But yes, our transportation field is led by Kyle Williams. Kyle, you know, it's a good thing he doesn't have much hair because administrators like myself make him pull out his hair. Because sometimes we just ask, you know, we don't realize he's got four buildings and lots of different grade levels wanting to go different places. And then, you know, just being able to fill the bus driver positions. He is driving bus himself as well as trying to take care of the fleet. He is just definitely feels like every man and woman on deck. He is so on top of things, but we do appreciate every single bus driver. You know, they are a lot of times the first and the last adult from Southwest Valley that our students see.
You know, and I know over the last few years, it's been a difficult position to fill.
Yes, it has.
They deal with a lot of stuff.
They do.
So absolutely. Hats off to those folks. So, and Kyle Williams, he's the director.
Kyle Williams is the director. Kyle, just a big shout out. I have appreciated working with you and then, you know, getting our middle school kids. We try to take our field trip at the beginning of the year or first quarter, second quarter, because we know, you know, April and May get busy. And he enjoys taking our kids. The bus drivers enjoy taking our middle school students to a field trip. So we love it when we can just take everybody for the day and go do something different.
Absolutely. I didn't realize that it's School Appreciation Day.
Yes.
School Bus Driver Appreciation Day.
All school bus drivers the area. You put in a lot of early hours, a lot of late hours.
Yes.
When we talk about going to and from sports, the sports events, I mean, they're getting home sometimes at 11 o'clock, midnight at night, wake up in the morning and do it all over again for the transportation route.
Yes.
So we appreciate you greatly.
Very cool. Yeah. Hats off to those folks. And for sure, they deal with a lot. I'm telling you, it takes a special person to do that.
Not only are they, you know, have the kids on the bus, but we always talk about the safety of the road, you know, and paying attention. And you know, we're in Iowa and deer and all kinds of things like that sometimes.
A lot.
There is a lot going on behind the wheel. So we appreciate them very much.
Hats off. Let's talk about music concerts, can we?
Yes.
Because you mentioned things going on this time of year. It is kind of time for concerts.
It is.
At every level, right?
Every level. So yeah. Corning Elementary, they started theirs last night, actually. So they split theirs up. They had JK, kindergarten, first graders last night. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, they will have the second and third grade concert. And then they kind of do a revolving door, a shift of people. And then the fourth and fifth grade concert starts at 7 o'clock. So they have enough room for all of the community members, the parents, the grandparents, aunts and uncles, and everyone that shows up to watch their kids on display for the music concert.
Okay, so that's second and third at what time?
6 o'clock.
And then that's followed at 7?
Yep.
Fourth and fifth.
Yes.
They're going to get in, sing, shift change, off we go to the next group.
Absolutely.
Are there tickets or just show up?
Where's
it at?
Yes, at the Activity Center.
Okay.
Sorry, auditorium in Corning.
Yes.
At the auditorium.
So there you go.
Yes.
Go and enjoy.
Yes.
Those are those great things. There's always entertainment at those.
There is. You know, and most elementary kids, they love to move and dance and sing and get the rhythm, but, you know, some pick it up quick and some don't, and it's entertaining.
And some are really into it and some are not having it.
Yes.
I love it. It's great.
Yes, it is great. It is great. So Anderson Elementary, we're going to have the Villisca campus. We begin on Thursday. They will be in the middle school gym. So Anderson Elementary, middle school gym at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to turn around and do the same thing. We will have the middle school concert on Monday, and that will be at 6 o'clock as well.
No. Ticketing for that?
No.
Show up.
Just show up.
All right.
Show up. Be ready to listen to some good spring concert music.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this time of year, it's always nice to get outside. It's still light outside, so it's just a good reason to come out and enjoy the kids and support our programs.
The longer days are kind of nice.
They are wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you mentioned walking. You can do that in the evening now and
still
have daylight, which is kind of
nice.
So, all right. Any other concerts that are going on, Ms. Timmerman? By the way, Liz Timmerman with me, PK through 8 principal. Any other?
Yes. No, that is all of our concerts. As of right now, we'll have the high school one coming up next week.
Okay.
But the middle school is on Monday night, and then that kind of ends for our K through 8th grade anyway. And today I want to talk about also the 8th graders. We have about 17 students that will be going with Mrs. Carlson and Mr. Kirchner to the Switch campus, at the old, I believe it was the old East Mills school.
Nishna Valley.
Back, that's right. Yes.
And it was, absolutely.
Yes, that's right. It's got a lot of history.
It's kind of transitioned, but now it's Switch.
It is, has transitioned. And I, meeting with Katie Lewis, I just absolutely love her vision of what she has done over there.
Uh-huh.
And then bringing some of those hands-on business workforce. She has the idea of getting our junior high, middle school, 7th and 8th graders from across the area into seeing what is available and what opportunities are available right here in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk to people all the time. I believe that 7th and 8th grade is the new freshmen and sophomores. They kind of have to have a path to know what they want to do, if they want to go into the trades, if they want to go to college, you know, what kind of professional career do they want to go into? Because then their freshman and sophomore years, they start taking those in high school. And then by the time they're juniors and seniors, we have a lot of programs out there to get them in the workforce, get them hands-on experience.
That's pressure.
It's A little bit of pressure.
I think at seventh grade, I did good to get myself dressed all together. You know what I mean? I'm like, good grief.
Well, yes, I know what you mean.
I'm like,
but you know, our kids anymore, and I think technology has opened their minds up to it. It's a different world that they're growing
sure.
up than when we are. So they are thinking about how can I get out of here? How can I make money? What do I want to do? What is my passion? And you know, through our exploratories, through our career and technical education fields, we feel like we do need to get them ready for school beyond earlier because it is coming earlier and earlier. And what do we hear about in, you know, Iowa ready to be in the workforce earlier because we know a lot of those trades, people are retiring out of them and we've got to have a young workforce going into those.
So that's it, huh?
Yes.
Wow. So the 17 students that are going to Switch, what will that be like at Switch?
Yes.
What are they
doing? They start at 1 o'clock. I think it's runs for just a couple hours. So that is today. Yep.
Okay.
So our kids, we actually feed them lunch. We're going to go over to the Rialto. They're going to eat lunch outside of school, which is always kind of fun when they get to go to a restaurant. And then they will be leaving about 12:30. They'll head over there and they just kind of get to go and peruse the different booths that Katie has brought in. Last year there was an ag drone there talking about spraying, so that was really a hit with some of our students. There's construction managers there. There's the medical field. Clarkson College is there talking about nursing. So it's just a whole bunch of different local businesses and community colleges and colleges that are in the trades. And then our kids kind of get an idea of what they want to do. It's exciting.
Yeah. So they'll be there. What time will they get home from that?
Well, they're supposed to get home before the bus leaves them. So about 2:45, they'll be arriving back in Villisca. So they get about an hour and a half there.
Cool. That's a great experience for those students.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Carlson has a science lab class that is a lot of the technology, engineering, a lot of the math components. Same with Mr. Kirchner. So the two of them kind of put their heads together, and they have chosen some eighth graders that they feel would get some value out of the day because they see them thinking differently in those classes.
Yeah.
So
cool.
It's exciting.
Is this the first time they've done that?
We did it last year as
well. Okay. Big hit.
Big hit.
All right. Liz Timmerman with me this morning from the Southwest Valley Community School District. Anything else going on, Ms. Timmerman, at school that we need to be aware of?
Yes. I just have some high school activities to be aware of. And then we have one more middle school track meet this week too. So golf, we're actually hosting golf in Corning tonight.
Okay.
This is a rain date from earlier in April. Imagine that. We've had a few rain dates. And then our track team is going to be going to Mount Air. And then Thursday, golf is going to be at Mount Air. Tennis will be hosting Clark. And our track team is going to East Mills on Thursday. And then on Friday, we have kind of a late one again for our middle school track team. We'll be going to Fremont Mills on Friday. And then our Villisca Country Club gets to host our golf team. So we are hosting one in Corning this week and one in Villisca. That's kind of exciting.
Man, to my point, though, listen to how many things are going on.
I know it.
Goodness gracious. You could go.
This is why Kyle Williams might not have much hair left in the months of April and May. There are so many different activities going lots of different places. But like I said, without bus drivers and without our van drivers and without some coaches who are willing to drive themselves, we just really appreciate everyone. It takes a lot of
a lot of
collaboration.
Would encourage people to go support those activities when and where they can.
Absolutely.
Go watch something.
Yes.
Pick one.
It's going to be a beautiful, it's not too hot this week. It's going to be beautiful. Hopefully, I think the rain is supposed to.
Yes.
We're hoping that
your fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. So get out, enjoy the afternoon. And then, our kids love it when they see people, they're cheering them on.
Do you golf?
Not very well.
Not well is an understatement for me. I enjoy
being out there, right? It's a good time.
Yeah. How has education changed over the years, Ms. Timmerman? Don't tell me how long you've been in education.
Thank you for letting me hide that number right now.
Let's not talk about that.
No.
But has it, since you entered education until now, what's been a big, give me a big change?
The easiest is
your seventh graders that are now looking at career paths.
Yes.
So this is something that is that a shift?
It is a shift. It really truly is a shift. I feel technology is one of the obvious ones,
mm-hmm.
but it's not only that. I think our kids, they seek more purpose than maybe kids used to. And I think that's us as humans. I mean, we want to seek purposeful opportunities. And I think our students are feeling that. And I don't know if it's pressure, like you said, yeah. if there's just a little bit more pressure in the world to figure out what you want to do and get out and do it. I feel that sense of urgency and that I think I haven't had that before. And like I said, technology may be one of the components that is opening their minds up to the world outside, and they want to go experience it.
Okay. Just curious what you've seen over time. So are kids the same?
Kids are the same.
Kids are kids.
Kids are kids. Yep.
Our world's changed.
Our world has changed
yeah.
around them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Very good. What else do we need to touch on? I'll not do that again, but I'm just curious. So
I was going to say, well, I don't know. That was a big one. Woo! Sweating
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I just truly, as we enter the month of May, I encourage our teachers to really think about what lasting impact do you want to leave with your class? Your students are not going to remember the every day. They're not going to remember the every academic moment and the lesson plans and the hard work that you've put in as a teacher. But what do you want them to remember? And I asked Enerson teachers and middle school teachers this, and I think the top of the list is be a decent human being,
mm-hmm.
be kind, listen to one another. And then I have to leave it because we talk about our STEM festival today, going to the STEAM. Mr. Kirchner's was build it, break it, fix it. And I absolutely love that. Like that's what we want to teach our kids. Don't be afraid of it. But if you mess up, you know what? Find the right people, get yeah. them in your corner yeah. and solve problems.
There's a guy that I follow that and keep up with quite a bit. And he always says, failure is not final.
That's right.
So
absolutely. It's lessons all the way we go through.
You bet. Okay. Anything else we need to touch on, Ms. Timmerman?
No, just make it a great day, everyone out there.
Pleasure to visit with you.
You too.
Make it a great day. Liz Timmerman with me this morning from the Southwest Valley Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.